a day to remember, to proclaim, a day that brings hope, joy, encouragement, a day for each one of us to celebrate God's incredible love and power and triumph over the death, over evil, over everything that stands against his love, basically. Let me read a few words this morning from the scripture of what happened on this morning about 2,000 years ago. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought both spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." He is not here. He has risen. Death could not hold him. What a day. What an incredible announcement for those incredible three women, three disciples of Jesus who arrived there just in disbelief. And that has been turned into a massive empowering of the Holy Spirit as a belief that Christ is alive forevermore. What a witness. What an incredible power of God's love for the whole of the world, an empty tomb. And this is what we're going to celebrate today. Remember, rejoice, God's love for us from the cross to an empty tomb. Easter Sunday morning, 2021, the greatest day in history. A message that we want to repeat, to hear, to let him echo, not only before, but in the present and in the future too. How much we need the Easter Sunday morning today like never before. How much we need the hope of a risen Christ for a better future that lies ahead, prepare for his children. And so now the wonderful Harper Harmony Holy Family are going to lead us into the greatest day in history. Thank you.
Take us, meet us, and you have rest. You need singing out, change us.
Isn't that wonderful? Let me just pray and then I'll hand it over to Debbie. Father, we thank you indeed for what a glorious day today is, a glorious day to remember the wonderful power of your love, bringing your son, Jesus Christ, out of the cold tomb into a new life, into a new sunrise of hope, of joy, of glory, of community. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who brought Jesus out of that cold tomb. We thank you for the Holy Spirit today who lives within us to allow us, to empower us and equip us to keep on telling this wonderful story of love and grace and forgiveness and of hope for the past, for the present, and for the future. We thank you for being with us, for being, oh God, only God, only God who ever came back to life, only God who can save humanity. We praise you. We thank you. We celebrate you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We cry, Alleluia, Christ is risen forevermore. Amen. Thank you, Debbie.
Hello. Yes, you can hear me. Hi, hope you like that empty tomb I have here. This was made by Anne Dodgson for me to take around the schools. I've got to unmute myself up twice. There we are. And I didn't get to take it around the schools because I haven't been able to go to schools for 2 years. So that's a shame. Anyway, on to important matters. Which chocolate egg shall I eat first? I'm trying to decide. Shall I eat this one? There's a little egg inside there. My sister made me this. Look, whoop, there we are. I could eat that one. Or maybe a bit bigger. Shall we go bigger? Go for that one. That one. Maybe a bit bigger. What about this one? That's looking more like it. Or what about this one? Yes. Now this one came all the way. I was going to say from the Isle of Man. It didn't. It came from Jeff Bezos, really. It came from my parents. And I think we'll have this one to start with. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to open my very big egg. It's massive. There we are. When I was a little girl, inside our eggs, the sweets were inside. I don't know if we all remember that. We had the sweets in. Yep, and we're nodding. We had the sweets inside our eggs. But these days, they come. Oh no, I've broken it. It's all come apart. Oh, that's weird. This one isn't empty. This one's got some stuff in it. How very odd. Oh, hang on. Let me show you. Got all kinds of things inside. My friend Layla there, because I'm not quite sure why I've got these things in my eggs. Layla, do you want to unmute yourself? There we are. You're unmuted. Layla, there's some weird things in my egg and I don't know why. Do you think you know why I've got a stone inside my chocolate egg? Do you think you know?
The tomb!
That's it, the stone. I should know that because I've got one behind me. There was a stone in front of the tomb and that moved. So why have I got a little bit of cloth that could be wrapped around something? What bit of the story has a cloth wrapped around? Who has a cloth wrapped around them?
Jesus' body.
Oh man, she's on fire. That's excellent. Okay, why have I got little tiny angels inside my chocolate egg?
Angels come to Jesus.
The angels came to Jesus. The angels were there, weren't they, at the empty tomb saying, why are you here? He's not here. He said he'd be risen and he has risen. He's not here. Okay, so why have I got, well, this is a tricky one. I forgot to tell your mum about this one. Why have I got flowers? Where is this tomb? Where's the tomb? Do we know? Is it in a garden? Yes, I think it's in a garden. And a man came along and Mary was crying and saying, where have you put Jesus' body? And she thought this man was the gardener. But it wasn't the gardener, was it? It was Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, of course it was. And he said, Mary. And then she knew. Here's another one. There's a door and it's got a big bar across it. So it's locked. Who's hiding behind this door? They were all scared because they were like, oh, Jesus got killed. So they were hiding behind the door. Do you know who was hiding?
The disciples.
The disciples. They were all frightened, weren't they? Because they thought, well, if Jesus gets killed, then maybe we will. So they were hiding behind the locked door. But Jesus doesn't bother with locked doors, does he? Don't bother with locked doors. He just went, poof, there he was, behind the locked door. And they were all a bit frightened. They were like, whoa, people don't come behind locked doors without using a key or moving the big bar across. How did he get in here? And that's because he's Jesus and he could do anything, but also because he had his new body, didn't he? He could do anything with his new body. And so just to help them understand that he was a real person, what's fish got to do with anything? Do you know what Jesus did for them? No. Do you know what he did? He said, here, give me some fish to eat and I'll show you that I'm real. That's what he did. Do you remember that bit now? Yeah. And so that's good. So there were things inside my egg this time. And actually, usually an egg is, my family are going to be really cross because my fingerprints are all over this one now. Usually an egg is really empty. And that can remind us that the tomb was empty. The other thing about eggs is that in our house anyway, in my sister's house, they last like till Christmas. In our house, they last just for Easter Sunday. We have lots and they'll all be gone by the end of today. Hopefully Shona will help us because she's in our bubble, just to clarify. But anyway, they just last on Easter Sunday, don't they? They don't last very long. But Easter, real Easter, empty tomb Easter, doesn't just last for a lifetime. It lasts for eternity. It goes on and on and on because he's given us a life that we can have with God forever because of the cross, because of the empty tomb. It's very, very exciting. It's more exciting than chocolate. And that's me saying that. And I really, really love chocolate. Layla, before you go anywhere, can you help me do that thing? That's what am I trying to do? Oh yeah, Jesus died, that thing. Can you do that? Yeah. Jesus died for us so that we can live together with him. Thank you very much, Layla, for being daring and joining me on video. It's a bit scary. Thank you, Emilian.
Thank you. I wonder if just for the next 2 minutes, in one sentence, Shona's going to unmute us all. Just one sentence, say thank you to God for this wonderful resurrected love. Just in one sentence, you can go around as you see it on the screen. Or one of you, four or five of you. So you can unmute yourself in just one sentence.
Sound like thank much God
for whatever.
Passover. I know, it's all about your foreign these days. It's meant to be a celebration, isn't it? My mom used to tell me the Passover story about how people were slaves in Egypt, but God rescued us and brought us out into the desert where he fed us
with
bread,
there,
which would be lying on the ground every morning. Imagine that!
Thank you, Jesus, for the cross and the empty tomb. Thank you that we can have eternal life celebrating in your presence.
Mm. Yes, Heavenly Father, we just thank you that death could not hold you. And Lord, just thank you that you rose again for all eternity and you have given us life. Mm. And Lord, we just want to thank you and pray to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, we can have a new start and a new life with you.
Thank you, Jesus, for your resurrection and the hope of eternal life that you've given us.
It was unmuted. Which begin?
Is it worth trying for a third time or not?
Yeah, you're not muted. Seems to have muted everybody again. We're not muted.
No, you are not muted, Chris and Eric. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's good. Bless you for praying. Now we have a wonderful song. It's a new song that Debbie's going to play, sing for us. Very, very powerful words as such. I can't remember whether it was Getai or somebody that is written. I don't know who it was. Debbie will tell you. It was finished up on the cross.
It's a City of Light song, and it is brand new. And it came, we used it, Shona introduced me to it, and we used it for our WhatsApp communion a few weeks ago. And yeah, it was very meaningful to us. And Penelope, I hope she doesn't mind me saying, asked if we could sing it as a church family. So, well, I'll sing it. But hopefully you can join in. It's very, very simple, very easy tune. Wonderful, beautiful song indeed, Debbie. Thank you. Very, very powerful, wonderful words. And I can see why this has been so popular. And guys, how you sang it in the communion, very, very powerful. And just spend a couple of minutes, no more really, to remind us indeed of the message that God has given us. And I want to share with you just one big thought from the first few verses of the letters of Paul to the church in Ephesus, in Ephesians. The first 14 verses, by beginning with verse 3, so really the first 11 verses, are written by Paul to the church once he realized the impact that God's love has had both on the cross and as a result of his resurrection on his people. Those verses from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3 to verse 14, are in original language one big sentence. Imagine Paul saying this to the church in Ephesus, or as he writes it in a letter, in one big sentence. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he has chosen us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to and adopted us to be his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance, and so on and so on. It's one big sentence. And if you look at it,
He is so rejoicing. He is so happy to share that with the church at Ephesus, because in those 11 verses from 3 to 14, it is taken care by our past, by our present and our future. Our past, you get there, verses 4 and 5, for he chose us in him before the creation. God had already a plan for us, to save us, to be with us, to make us a community that he would love, that a community that will also love him back and worship him. And then you have the second aspect of it from verses 7 to about 9, 10, and is the present, where it says, in him we have redemption through his blood. That's what the cross did. That's what we looked at 2 days ago. We in the present can rejoice because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Our sins are forgiven. Past, present, but also the future. And verses 11 to about 14 deals all with the future. Look at the purpose for which Christ has died for us. And he's come back to life. He says in verse 12, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. Having believed, you were marking him with a seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Past, present, and future. Past, we've been chosen. Present, we are forgiven. Future, it is given in Christ, in glory, with a new body, as we heard, as Debbie described it, yet life lived without pain, without agony, without COVID. Life lived with brothers and sisters in harmony, praising God forevermore. This is, in one sentence, Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, the whole message of good news. Christ had a plan for us. God had a plan that was fulfilling Christ to the cross, that we may be with him forevermore. Ephesians 1:1, longest, is the longest sentence in scripture, verses 4 to 11. It's a wonderful sentence of proclamation, of joy, of celebration that we have in the message of the cross, in the message of the scripture per se. This is the message, the shortest message I think I've ever preached. 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Listen to that. And that includes the passage as well. I'd like you now to watch. Yeah, I can see some of you. Yeah, hallelujah. That will not be bad. Don't get bad ideas. And I want to share with you something that you guys have sent me and I ask you to do. And I'd like to thank you for doing the Easter challenge. Those of you who had the time or you've done some bits of it or whatever. Now, I would like to share with you this wonderful PowerPoint that I managed to put together. Don't ask me how long it took me. With the pictures that you sent to me, you'll see some how God has spoken to you during the last 12 months, some through creativity, some through painting, some through walking, some through taking pictures, some through cooking, or whatever. I put this slideshow together for us to look at. And to enjoy it. Thank you again for sending all those, and you'll see some wonderful pictures that people sent in and the work that is done. And it's an expression of our engagement with God, of our intimacy with him, and the way he spoke to us in this last 12 months. So I'm going to ask Carl to post this slideshow for us, and it's about 5 minutes long, just over 5 minutes. Enjoy it. Have you enjoyed that? Did you like that? I thought it was so powerful. Thank you. And I'd like to thank Kevin for putting the music to that lovely slideshow for us. He did an incredible job, especially bless him, as I've done the slide numerous times and I had to resend it to him to repeat the music on. So he was very patient and he did it. I'm grateful to you for contributing to that. Some beautiful, creative ways. And it made me again realize and be thankful for you as a church family and for your creativity in exploring your relationship with God, in exploring your gifting to bless others through what God has given you, from hobbies to painting to cooking to photography to whatever. God's good gifts that has given us as his body to encourage, to build each other one up with, and to bring glory to his name in doing so. So thank you very much. Wishing you a very peaceful, glorious, hopeful Easter. And may the Lord give you health, protect you and you and your family. And may you walk with him in victory, in hope, and in the beauty and splendor of his promises, both in the past, present, and also in the future. We will close our service this morning with Thine Be the Glory. Beautiful, wonderful hymn of hope, of joy, of worship indeed to a God who died, who is alive forevermore. Thank you very much, the wonderful Holy Harper Harmony. Thank you. So, my brothers and sisters, in view of his life and resurrection, may you live a life full of hope and joy, going to spread the good news of his grace and forgiveness to all people, making disciples in all nations. And may the God of hope, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, fill you with all joy and peace, that as you trust in him, you will overflow with a hope, a peace, perseverance, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Easter, anyone, everyone. And now I think we can enjoy ourselves a few minutes of cuppa and cross buns or whatever we've got at our disposal, chocolate, eggs, and everything else.